Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to
to the Mike Summers Radio Show on the AVE Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Well, folks, this is it. This is our last show on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. If you would like to give us a call, you could do so by calling 646-929-2424, 646-929-2424, or you can go to our chat room, which is open as well. However, if you do call in, we ask that you please turn the volume down on your computers because it could cause a little confusion with the time delays and the echo so common to Internet radio. We got a lot to talk about today, but the most important thing to talk about is that this is our last show on Blog Talk Radio. Our account is going to terminate tomorrow, so I wanted to take this opportunity to thank all of those who called in to our various shows, whether it be this show, whether it be my wife Abby's show, What's on Your Mind, and also the two classics that we all know and love, Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot and Roller Shoot, were a couple of great shows that we had, and also an opportunity to do a few shows with Wacko Bob with Wacko on the West Coast, which that has since dissolved. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here, and when we come back, we will get things rolling, but right now we want to play a song which definitely can attest to what we have done here in the past and why we are a Hall of Fame station. So we'll take a break and be right back.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
As the world.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records if I never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know, never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
dead.
You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can
saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I swear under oath, cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to our farewell show to Blog Talk Radio, the ABE Radio Network's final show on Blog Talk Radio, here on the Mike Summers Radio Show. We've got, guess who? The Wacko Network is in the chat room. That means Wacko Bob is listening in, and hopefully I'll have my wife, Abby, here in just a little bit. But again, if you'd like to give us a call at 646-929-2424, 646-929-2424. You may do so. You can share some memories. There might be a few of our BTR regulars that will pop in here throughout the course of the broadcast. And I had mentioned a few times on the Blog Talkers page that I have an exciting announcement, and I'm going to let everybody know about that in just a few minutes. But I wanted to let everybody know the entire western part of the United States, Washington, Oregon, and California, are all on fire with the wildfires that have been caused by either people or by lightning. So I wanted to ask everyone to keep us all in your prayers. I live here in Oregon. I'm just several miles north of where a major fire is taking place, right at the California-Oregon border. So I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for praying for everybody up and down the up and down the West Coast, as we've just got fires burning all over the place. And I want to make mention that there is a gentleman that is on the Blog Talkers page that is being very disrespectful, and I'm not going to name names here, saying that no one listens, no one cares. Well, guess what? People do listen, even if it's afterwards. So I would suggest you keep your comments to yourself. And if you can't, then screw you. With that being said, that's just how we are. You know, we have our own freedom of speech and everything on here. But with that being said, like I said, we have some major announcements and also some news going on right now. And I've got to read this a little bit here. So hold on just one second. There is a gentleman on here who I think is a radio host. I'm going to leave a note here. That's what's fun about live radio. You get to do so much stuff, but you only have one. You have one one hand to do pretty much everything. I did want to make mention also of the fact that some of the signature shows, as I mentioned earlier, we have Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot, Roller Shoot, my show, the Mike Summers Radio Show, as well as What's on Your Mind with Abigail Summers now. It used to be Abigail Logan, now Abigail Summers, because she married to me. So anyway, I'm still tapping away here. Okay. All right. So I apologize here for delaying here. But, again, a lot of stuff that is going on as far as news is concerned. I'll talk a little sports right now. The NFL season is underway. The regular season doesn't get underway until the first week of September, but we had the Hall of Fame game on Sunday between the New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills. And New York winning 17-13, a pretty a very sloppy game. But the biggest highlight, I think, was on Friday night when the Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. And sure enough, the Bills were looked pretty good, but as I said, pretty sloppy play. And we do have a caller on the line from the 740 area code. Caller, you're on the Mike Summers Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Who am I talking to?
Who do you think this is? Who else has a 740 area code that you've talked to?
Well, it's been
it's
a while
sister,
since
you
I've
idiot.
Actually
yeah.
been on.
It's like, hello,
ladies
you idiot,
gentlemen.
It's me.
Yeah, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, who else could this be but Paul and Joe, who has been my co-host on Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot? We haven't been on the radio for quite a number of months, but good to hear from you, Paul and Joe.
Well, you too. I'm sorry, I've just been busy and getting kids ready to go back to school. Thank you, God. It's time. I've been ready for 2 months, buddy, let me tell you.
Absolutely. We've been busy too. As you know, Paula Joe and Abby and I got married a month and a half ago, and life's going good, although I'll tell you in a little later about a major announcement that Abby and I do have. And no, we're not
I
having
bet you
kids.
Know what it, no, you're not.
but be that as it may, well, what's been going on with you? I know that you're probably still reeling, probably still stinging from WrestleMania 30, and they actually just broadcast that on
don't go there.
On NBC.
Do not go there. That's all right. Roman Reigns is kind of taking a little bit of the sting away. That's okay. We can handle it.
Well, that's for sure. I have yet to watch the other part of WrestleMania or the rest of it. I have to get the video if Abby will let me. But be that as it may, since this is our last show on Blog Talk Radio, you'll be happy to know that our show, Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot, is going with us. We don't know when we're going to put it back on the air, but I think that we're going to do the best job we possibly can to get it back going again.
I'm ready when you are.
Which has been
got
really
busy.
My
little phone list.
We
a bunch of guests and, you know. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
no
might
doubt.
Even.
Yeah.
I might, and I'm saying might with big letters. We might even be able to get VEG 3G on the show. And don't ask
nice.
Me what that is. No, you know who that is, right?
Let me see.
Ross and Marshall Von Erich.
Sweetness.
Yeah, they were just here in Texas. I had to miss both shows, unfortunately, because I couldn't afford to go. But they've been to two shows in the past month and a half, I guess. They did a show in Arlington, and Kevin was with them. And then they did a great big show in called Wrestle Coastal Mania or something like that in Galveston with a bunch of guys. And, yep.
Let me know so I
can line some people up.
All right, we'll do that, and we'll let everybody know about where we're going here shortly. But I know that you have some great memories of being on some of my shows, whether it be my show or Russell's shoot, or when you and I took over. After, I think about a couple of years after Michael's passing, you and I took over the show, and we just ran with it. And
yes, we did.
And especially a couple of my favorite guests, I'm pretty sure that yours were since the takeover, had to have been Butcher Vachon and Nicolette Vincelli, were two of our
best
Butcher, guests.
Butcher's awesome. I had a blast with Butcher.
Oh man, yeah. He thought he was being kind of rude for rambling on, but no. He was such a great guest to have on.
Yep,
you know,
he sure
memories.
Was.
Oh man, yeah. And by the way, since I have you on here, we got to say a big happy birthday today to Colt Toombs. For those who don't know who Colt Toombs is, Paula Jo.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I'm here.
You can let everybody know who Colt Toombs is for those who may not know.
You lost me.
You forgot.
I think so.
You forgot already? Oh, boy.
I'm going to say something right now. My kids seem to think I'm full of BS when I say this, but when I passed out a year and a half ago and smashed my head and my face into that counter at Wendy's, it messed my head up, and I have very bad memory now. I really do. My kids think I'm using it for an excuse.
Well, everybody thinks my head's messed up, but that's another story for another time.
Well, that's true.
But Colt Toombs just happens to be the son of WWE Hall of Famer Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and Colt posted a really good, and he had a really good T-shirt that he put on Twitter, and I have to go to my Twitter account because I reposted, and it's the funniest shirt I had ever seen in my entire life, and I've got to bring it up. And for those who want to know about my Twitter account, you can find me at Michael S. Summers. And Colt bought this shirt for his dad that says DADD, Dads Against Daughters Dating. Shoot the first one and the word will spread.
That's true.
Because Roddy's got three daughters. One's, I think, grown and married now, and he's got two others that are growing like weeds.
Yeah.
And we all know what Colt's been doing. You know, he's been following in his dad's footsteps and everything. And, you know, not worried about filling shoes or anything like that. You know, it's just Roddy's just so proud of him. But today's his birthday, so we thought we'd send a big shout-out to Colt Toombs. And former Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champion, I might add.
Happy birthday, Colt.
All right. So, yeah, that's our boy right there. So anyway, and I'm glad that you are here. I know that we're waiting for Wacko Bob. I'm going all over the place here. I know that Wacko listening. He's listening in. The man behind the Wacko Network with some of his great shows that he's got going on right there. And I know that he's been running around like a chicken with his head cut off. But to not only that, unfortunately, he lost his father, and that
what
was really a tough deal. Yep. Wacko Bob's dad passed away not too long ago, and I think he'll, once he gets on the phone here, once he gets online with us, he'll explain. But I think it was about a month or two ago that that Bob lost his dad.
I wish somebody would have let me know. I mean, like, I've been out of touch. You know, we don't have service at the house, and I just got my phone. I wish somebody would have told me.
Yeah, I've been out of touch with work and everything, so it's been kind of difficult on our end. I had this whole diatribe I was going to mention earlier as to why we are leaving Blog Talk Radio, but it was it's not because of the marriage, because the marriage marriages can tend to have rocky roads and stuff, but Abby and I are making it work, and we're making it work so well. But I did want to make mention that due to ongoing financial problems that we have been having, and especially with my work and with Abby's situation, we have no other choice but to close down our BTR account and end our run here on Blog Talk Radio. But ADE Radio Network will still go on, and we are looking for another service. And we are going to try one service that looks good, but I don't see any call-in information or anything, or a switchboard or whatever to bring in calls. But we're going to test it out anyway at Spreaker.com is where we're going. That's one big announcement. Spreaker.com. That's where we're headed. We're going to give that a shot. And the Wacko Bob
Spreaker.com.
Yeah. It's a weird name. It's out of San Francisco, believe it or not.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see any of those kind of shows on there. Paula Joe, calm down. But
of course not. Bob's not on there yet.
Nope. Well, if they think it's Wacko in San Fran, they ain't heard nothing yet.
I hear you. How much time do we have left on the show?
We got about an hour and a half.
Okay, we just jumped in the car. We're at the library, and we're on our way to the house. Give me about 10 minutes, and I will call you right back. I'm trying to get to the house, because Ronnie's driving, and I don't want to distract her.
Okay, well, I don't want that to happen either, because I just got a message from my friend Georgie Zindri down in Chico. She was on her way to a meeting with a good friend of mine, Millie Cooper, at KGEC, when she got in a car wreck in Corning, or in Chico.
Oh, no. Yeah, so
and,
just give me about five, 6 minutes, no more than 10. I'll call you right back.
You got it.
Okay?
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. So anyway, that's one of our big announcements, is that ADE Radio Network is going to go over to Spreaker.com, and we're going to do some test shows, because that's about all we can do at this present time. But if you go over there, I'll have to bring that up a little later on, but it's a nice little site, and you get probably more options as far as music is concerned, but you do have a limited amount of a space to put music and everything to do a test show. But again, Spreaker.com is where we're going to be headed to start, and we're going to try other options as well. What we're going to do right now, we're going to play a song, and then I'll come back and we'll give you some more information on our big announcement, and we hope to have Wacko Bob on with us in just a few minutes. So why don't we go ahead and play a song, and we're going to take one back a few years. And it's Alabama, Keepin' Up, because that's what we got to do. We got to keep up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hands on my my baby done done to me. Well, right, well, look what my baby done done to me. Oh, yeah, well, she's the best in all creation. She's the one that gives me aggravation. Well, look what my baby done to me. Well, right, well, look what my baby done done to me. Well, right, well, look what my baby done said to me. Oh, yeah, she said, old man, get out of this town. If you can't stand that running around. Well, look what my baby said to me. Well, right, well, look what my baby done done to me. Oh, baby, well, look what my baby done done to me. Well, right, I had to catch the fast train. I'm leaving the town. I'm gonna change my name. Well, look what my baby done to me.
Back with a little bit of Morris Taylor right there. So back in the 1950s. That's Look at What. Morris Taylor, a veteran broadcaster for 7 decades in the Chico, California area, just retired last year. Good to have him on here, and good to have this man right here. We just saw him on the switchboard, so he is on with us right now. This man helped myself and Michael Porter with our shows to get them on the air, and they proved to both be very successful, and he's very successful in his own right. Started with the Dark Match many years ago. Now is the proprietor of the Wacko Network and host of Wacko in the Morning and some of the great shows. Wacko Bob, how you doing, Bob?
You forgot to say a few things here. We also we're also very responsible for getting of course the show Roller Shoot going, and Even had some celebrity hosts of it for a short time as well, too.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, and as I said, the Roller Shoot's going with us, Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot's going with us, and my show. And I also got to hold you responsible, in a good way, for helping to start What's On Your Mind with Abby Logan, which started on your network. Now it's What's On Your Mind with Abigail Summers on ABE Radio Network. I give you credit for getting that show started, and boy, has Abby done a job over the last several last several weeks.
Oh, she has, and and a lot of people, you know, I trained Abby, and Abby got there. A lot of times, Abby got frustrated and everything, and but when she finally put things together, she found out the discipline that it is to actually run a radio show and really have those topics to talk about that may be and just simply be on her mind just to get it going for what's going to be on everyone else's mind. So,
absolutely.
I mean, a lot of people got to look at that.
Absolutely. And it's important to note that, you know, when you call in on the show, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if we have, like, 10 guests, 100, or maybe just one. It doesn't matter. You know, when you get on there, you practice and you get better at it. And she got so much better at it. And the fact that she gets to be the senior producer of her own show is just—it's just remarkable.
No,
she picked everything up so quickly.
She did. She did a tremendous job.
Getting
it together there, and like I said, you know, I mean, when you first start doing radio, it's not as easy as it looks.
Oh, absolutely. I was in the radio business for quite a number of years, and you know, it was never easy, you know, to start and everything. But once I got to be a program director and on-air talent, you know, I just took the ball and I ran with it, you know, especially when I was at KWHO 102.3 Mount Shasta. It's KSIZ now, and I co-hosted an auction show. That was probably one of the biggest thrills of my life for about 4.5 years, co-hosting on the auction block with Colonel Dan Vest. Colonel Dan, who lives in Grants Pass, just I guess you could say, west of us by a half hour. And he and I did so many great shows that talked about, you know, talking about auctions and all sorts of stuff like that. And I think that you know, that show really succeeded when I was there. And, and unfortunately, when the ownership change took place there and I got fired for no reason whatsoever, which, you know, as they say, they don't have to give you a reason, but that's why they have lawsuits these days. But I don't do that. But you know, be that as it may, we had a great successful show there, and you know, and then it just went right over here to Block Talk Radio. Since I hadn't done radio in years, I'd been in television a lot, but to do radio again was a lot more fun and just energetic for me.
I hear you where that goes, and radio is something you definitely got to have a love for, and. And with what was done over the years, especially with what we did when we were pairing up both the Wacko Radio Network and the AVE Radio Network together, was definitely something there to see. And
well, don't be surprised if we pair up again somewhere down the road. You know, with me leaving Blog Talk Radio right now, and your future with the network uncertain, I wouldn't be surprised if we paired up again somewhere down the road.
Yeah, somewhere down the road, definitely. We are looking at our future, and truthfully, we are wanting to get to the point to where we have our own. We do have our own website and our own broadcaster, so we could really branch out in more of the proper way. So that's pretty much the plan for the Wacko Radio Network.
Well, I can see big things happening. That's for sure. No doubt about that.
Now, of course, let's not forget what the AVE Radio Network brought two people together, and myself and Chuck Skull, so we can't forget that. And Chuck, who has who has some very successful radio shows on my network, probably his biggest one being his Chuck Skull's Golden Age of Radio.
Absolutely. And, you know, him showing up on Roller Shoot because of his involvement with roller games over the years, and you know, and talk to some great memories and chatting with some old friends. I mean, it's just so great to have a guy like him with the knowledge that he has in both TV and radio. I mean, it was a perfect fit for the Wacko Network.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it was. It really turned into something. And I created a monster between him and the person we host with on the World Talk Rock Report. Him and Kat Vecchione are a monster that I created that I'm almost wondering if I should have taken that back.
I don't know. I think that it works out really well. So, all right, we do have another caller on the line, and it just so happens to be, once again, one of your proteges, none other than Abigail Summers, my wife and host of What's On Your Mind. Abby?
How's it going, everybody?
Doing really good. Glad that you were able to make it on our last show today. We got Wacko Bob. We had Paula Jo on a little earlier. She'll be back soon. And, I mean, Paula Jo would not have missed this show for the world.
Well, good. I'm glad I got to hear what's going on. I'm sorry I didn't listen to anything. I had to clean up the house a little bit while you were doing your show, Mr. Summers. So, hear you.
No problem. When Paula Jo was on, she was asking, "Hey, where's Amador Cat?"
Of course, that's me.
That's the nickname. That's the nickname she gave you. But we were just talking about some of the shows that you know, that are on our network, and the one that Wacko Bob helped you create, and What's On Your Mind, and helped you out. And look where you're at today.
I know. Married to you, it's kind of awkward, but at the same time, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, Abby stole. For those that want to know, Abby stole Mike away from me.
Very funny, Wacko.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I'll put myself on mute if you guys want to shoot the breeze a little bit here since we've got plenty of show left to go here, so I'll be right back.
Well, it's Abby's show now.
Wacko?
No,
oh,
it's going
on. I'm on the air, huh? I'm thinking this is like a purge of what's on your mind again, I guess. I don't know what my rage were. I have no idea what's that about, so other than that, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sitting here. I have my Bluetooth in my ear, and everybody wants to know, I have a Bluetooth in my ear while I'm talking to Wacko Bob. They're multitasking. So.
There you go. There you go. For those that don't know, I became Abby's trainer. I took Abby on and made her into the radio buff that she is today.
That's the summer's in me.
Yeah, and they don't know. Of course, anyone else who wants to know how it all worked out, there you go, right there.
Anyways, yeah, I'm just putting in the crock pot away while husband is listening to me talk over the air, and so he's just, I don't know, listening to what I have to say. I'm just glad that Mike had a good run with you guys. I'm really kind of sad to see that we're not going to BTR anymore. Kind of disappointed, but you know what? I know God's got a better plan for Mike and I, so we can just, in the near distant future. So that's what I'm being positive about. So,
yeah, definitely.
So, go ahead, Wacko.
That definitely after a marriage and people and everyone who got to see you get married and were there for your wedding and everything and the only thing that really sucked was I couldn't be there.
No, because you used to say to me I was the only one who could have the personality of a 2-year-old. But I do have a personality like a 2-year-old sometimes, I'll admit. So, anyway,
yeah.
All right,
well,
you know what's going on.
You had to get to Sesame Street. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
All right, well, I've returned. I'm in my studio right now, and she's in the other studio, which is the living room. So that way we don't echo
thanks,
off
Mike.
Each other. Well, we can't echo off each other, huh? That's worse than someone having their computer turned up.
Oh, Lord have me. Okay, well, I'll let you guys get back to talking. I will yak at you guys in a little bit. Give me about, I don't know, 30 minutes. But I've got company
at
my house.
Well, we got an hour and 15, so we're good to go.
Okay, give me like 30 minutes and I'll get back to you guys.
All right.
Sound good? I'll see
you
guys in a bit. Bye.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right. Well, we have posted up me putting my show on, and I think we got ourselves a couple of guys that are trash talking each other. And folks, guys, this is my show. If you're on on the Blog Talkers page, I'm promoting my show, and I know that you're a big supporter of my show, Bob, but. I got a couple of guys on here whose names will remain nameless right now. They're just going at each other, calling each other names, thinking they're better than each other. Guys, this is my show that we're on, and I would appreciate it if you just let it be. All right? You'll probably see it, Bob.
I've seen it already between them, and I know who started it, and it was the same person who I had who pretty much decided he'd take something totally the wrong way that was arguably noticeable, and he refused to be corrected on it when it came down to my page, and I know exactly who it is, and truthfully, if he really wants to be corrected, all he has to do is come into the chat room right now just to make himself number 10.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we have Clopsy, a longtime listener to BTR in the chat room. Good to have you here, Clopsy. And several guests are on as well that are listening into the show. Unfortunately, they can't leave any messages on our chat, but Clopsy can. And if you would like to call in, again, 646-929-2424, 646-929-2424. And we do have the announcement, big announcement that's going to come up at the top of the hour of what Abby and I are going to be doing in the near future. I know that one of them that she's going to be doing is going to be sales representative for Nature Sunshine. If you've never heard of Nature Sunshine, it's Abby will explain that a little bit later on. But they got some good products out there that are good for your health and all that. So that'll be coming up a little bit later.
Oh, awesome.
I would not be surprised, Bob, if you were one of her customers, too.
Oh, that could very well happen.
But be that as it may, and I've got myself a huge playlist right here, and I'm going to lose it tomorrow when our Blog Talk account closes up shop.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to be trying it there. Yeah, I know you. I don't know if you're going to be looking into TalkShoe or not, but that's another could be another option as well.
Well, that too. That's what we're hoping for and everything, but something really big. And I mean, I've just been waiting to talk about this, and I just had to make sure that it was okay. But I cannot mention it on Facebook because of the current situation that I'm in right now. But this is Blog Talk Radio. It's a whole different animal. And certain people won't listen to it, but I'm going to make mention of it in about a little over 10 minutes or so. But I do want to play one spot. I don't know if these guys are still on with you on Wacko Network, but onevice.com?
No, we haven't had them for a few months now, but that's cool.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if we want to give them free advertising since they're on our, since they're not technically on our network. But I know one thing I want to play, our good friend down in Chico, California, Ryan Richards. He had his own internet radio show back several years ago, had put together some very hilarious, and I do mean hilarious, little shorts, and this is one of them.
This is a test of the emergency burping system. This has been a test of the emergency burping system. In the event of a real burp, you would hear loud, obnoxious noises followed by rancid, fumous gases. We thank you for participating in this test of the emergency burping system.
That's our friend Ryan, who we hope to have on our network here somewhere in the near future with his show. And he is the original DJ Ryan Richards. There's a guy in Detroit who has assumed that name and I think is trying to run with it. But we'll have the real Ryan Richards on someday if he's available. He's currently doing the same position that I'm doing, working at the CBS and NBC stations in Chico, California. He's a former coworker of mine down in that area. And but he's done radio. He's been on Colors FM, which is no more down there, Z-Rock, which is still going, and awesome DJ, I'll tell you that right now. He's done it since he was a teenager.
And, looking at... Yeah, looking at the numbers here, I mean, I don't know what they were looking at there in the, on that one page. They were trying to say that he was the only one in the chat room, and like I said, we won't mention his name, but I dealt with him, you know, and I mean, everything he has to his credit, you know, he is a cop out.
Yeah, always something, but you can see the numbers, and anybody that. Anybody that doesn't agree with those numbers, two words for you. Fuck it! I talked that to Abby. She's not a big wrestling fan, but being that she does like Shawn Michaels, and he was in DX, so we just got to use that. Fuck it! So, anyway, but another one of the funny ones that Ryan does, and this one was when he was on Colors FM. K-R-L-S. Or is it K-L-R-S? Brian, help me out here if you could call in. I just love this guy, so I got to play another one.
Colors.
Hola.
Donde el taco?
Huh?
Huh?
Ah.
Que pasa?
No quiero.
Donde
you
taco
too?
Burritos? Chalupas and gorditas.
El taco is soft.
And taco sauce. Mild sauce from Taco Bell.
Nice talking to you.
Chihuahua dogs.
Can I request a song?
My salsa makes all the pretty girls want to dance and take
sure,
off the blender.
Yeah. No,
my
I
salsa
hate that
makes
song.
All the pretty girls want to
play
dance and take
too
off
much.
The blender. Pass my salsa. My salsa.
That's
my
cool.
Salsa, 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 salsa.
Do you like your salsa?
Yeah, you like my salsa.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you like my salsa. If you listen to my show. I mean, wouldn't it be so much fun to have Ryan on the Wacko Network? He'd fit right in.
Yeah, he would have fit right in there for sure.
Yeah.
So the wackoness is missing.
Yeah, that's the sad part though. Although I wish we could have Richard call in. Although he's probably in bed right now, down there in Australia. He's been a host on your network as well for quite a number of years, or for a couple of years, as long as you've been on.
Oh yeah, definitely. He definitely is another one.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he's on right now, but Richard, if you're on, we wish you could have been on our final show here on BTR, but you're still on the Wacko Network, buddy, as far as I know. So, but anyway, we've got more stuff to come here, and I hope that you don't mind, Mr. Bob. But I got to play a song here before we make our big announcement coming up here at the top of the hour. And as I'm looking through the list here, I think this one's a really good one. This was Abby's choice, and it's. A little bit of Gino Vannelli, and it's Living Inside Myself from back in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken. We'll take a quick break, and I will give you our big announcement coming right up.
Living inside myself, living inside me.
All right, we are back. That was a little bit of Gino Vannelli there with Living Inside Myself. And I got Abby Summers here with me, along with Black O'Bob and Paula Jones back on the line.
Hi, guys.
How's everybody?
Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
What?
Wacko Bob.
Hi.
Why didn't you call me and tell me about your dad?
I thought you knew already. It was all over.
No,
I had it all over Facebook.
Well, I hardly ever get on because I'm on my phone, and I just thought to myself, oh, my God, I didn't want you to think I was ignoring you, honey. If I'd have known, I'd have been there for you.
Yeah, it happened New Year's Eve. He passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
It was that long ago. It was all over the place. I even in my New Year's Eve show had to be run by Chuck that year, that day. So that was after
wow.
The year where I didn't host the New Year's Wacko Eve party.
I guess it's been a while. But I had no idea. I'm really sorry, sweetie. Okay.
How are you doing, Wacko Bob and Fojo?
Abadork, what are you doing?
Singing Abadork.
Well, I'm glad that we've got the old band back together in the Young Buck here, as we are now in the final hour.
You know what, Mike? Shut up.
Oh. Yeah, can you tell they got married people?
Yeah. All right, well, as I said, we are in the final hour of our show. Here and also in the final hour of AB Radio Network being on Blog Talk Radio. And now the big announcement that I wanted to let everybody know.
Drum
Abby
please.
And I.
Boom.
Huh.
Go.
What was she saying?
Drum roll, please.
Hey, drum roll. Okay. Okay, big one. Big news right here. Abby and I. Yeah, Abby and I are now sales managers for KGEC-TV Channel 26 in Redding, California.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Does this mean you're moving to Cali?
Wait, what?
What'd you say,
I said, does this guys mean you guys have to move to Cali now?
No.
Well, that's kind of up in the air at the moment, but we're actually going to be starting up here in Oregon, but we could eventually be moving down there if things go well. For those who don't know about the station KGEC-TV, it's a tiny television station. Abby went there for the first time the weekend we went to the Lions All-Star football game a couple of weeks ago, and got a chance to meet the owner, Millie Cooper, whose husband, George, God rest his soul, started the station. Back in 1997, been on the air for all that time. Almost 20 years it's been on the air. And they are right now looking for new ownership. We're actually looking for investors to help keep the station going. But Abby and I have decided to put our talents to work to be a part of the sales staff and possibly move up.
But damn it, I thought you were going to tell me I was going to be an aunt.
Not yet. Not for another year. We're talking about it. You wish we could tell you we're pregnant.
Dang it.
Yeah. Mike was looking like he could have been pregnant, too, you know. Mike looked like he could have been very pregnant.
Everybody keeps saying, oh, are you pregnant? I'm like, not for another year.
Well, I'm not talking about you being pregnant, Abby. I was talking about Mike.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 9 months. When's the baby due, babe?
I'm sorry,
oh, yeah.
But if Mike's pregnant, it's mine, because I want that money we're going to make.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Abby, but
God,
I'm taking over all
roll.
Paul Joe, in honor of you, I bought a bottle of peanut butter and jelly for you.
Say
oh,
what?
Oh, God, we lost control. Someone else is new.
I can hang up again if you want me to.
I love you, Paul Joe.
I love you too, Abadork.
Oh, goodness. Well, I got to tell you, but as we said, I mean, that's big news. Now Abby and I are going into sales, and the reason why I'm not going to be putting it publicly on Facebook is because I'm still employed by a station that right now, but listen, a station that I'm not even going to mention now because right now I'm having some problems with the attitude. Yeah, I'm having problems with the attitude of the corporate portion of that station. Let me tell you, the management has been good. It has been really good. I got to hang out with them. Abby and I got to march in the Pear Blossom Parade representing the station, and it was so much fun. And I got to go on a jet boat trip with everybody, and it's just like staff there at the station are nice. Well, it was employees only. There's nothing I could do about it, hon. But anyway, I'm representing my department and everything, and I do the best job that I possibly can, and they know I do, but the higher ups in corporate don't think I'm doing enough. And all I got to say to them is, screw you. I'm doing the best job that I possibly can, and you don't seem to think I do enough for you. Well, I don't care if I get fired or not. I'm probably going to get fired, but I don't care. Because as far as I'm concerned, As far as I'm concerned, they can take this job, shove it up their ass. Abby and I have, we've got a future coming up. Abby and I've got a future. We got a future coming up with KGEC Channel 26. And we are going to take the ball and we're going to run with it. Isn't that right, honey?
Yes, honey, but you need to watch your language on the air.
My question is, do you need the female enforcer to pay corporate a visit?
Yes, I'm thinking so. For me, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Of course, the owner of the station is a little smart anyway.
How do I know you can call Joe? never call Joe. I forget. Do I know you, Paul Joe?
Hey.
I'm kidding. I love you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a huge ass.
If I had service out here at my house, it would have been a whole lot easier for me to do things. But we live out in the country, and it's ridiculous trying to get in there. I'm out in the boonies.
You're in the boonies?
Yep. I'm in the boonies.
Is it about time that you're out in the boonies?
Well, at least you don't have fire time like we do out here out west, so.
People say in... And Mike, like I said to Mike, I said, "Hey Mike, we're in the country. In the country city of Oregon."
I tell you, man. So you look out one window and you see cows and goats, and the other window is horses. I mean,
they're here from the cowboy, right?
Oh, they're here.
I've seen five here that I like. Hey, think about this, Paula Joe. Think about this. We have on one side of our house, we've got hot rods, and on the other side, we've got tweakers.
Tweakers? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Hot rods and tweakers. Boy, that's a combination.
No. We have more than that. We have potash and tree huggers.
Oh. Yep, I think you lost control completely, Michael.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's normal for my network and also Wacko Bob's network, right, Bob?
You wanted us both on this show, buddy. You asked for it.
Oh, shoot. I'm not getting bold in this. I'm not arguing with Queen Bee.
I got lots to catch up on, so y'all just... Bee. You know, meet me at Bob's next show and we'll carry on because I have much to catch up on.
There you go.
Yep.
Really? So I'm sitting here in the kitchen and you guys are all sitting on Mike's by the laptop. Paul Joe's probably out in the country somewhere. Bob knows where my whole bio is on his headset. Me, I'm just sitting here cleaning up our house while Mike's just on the air. Where am I freaking life?
Woman's work is never done.
Thank you, Paula.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
While I have you both on here, I wanted to say I am very, very sorry that I could not make it to the wedding.
Not a big deal. We forget you love you.
It was a big deal because I really wanted to be there, you know.
You were there in spirit, though.
I'm happy for you guys. I'm glad it's over.
All right.
And Michael,
all right, well,
you look like good in a monkey suit. Mike, shut up.
Well, thanks very much. I look more like a penguin in heat.
You said it, not me.
I know. Anyway, all right, everybody, breaking news. In just about 15 minutes, we're going to have a special call, and we're going to talk arena football with Ari Wolf of CBS Sports Network and ESPN. We've got the big two games coming up this weekend, Orlando-Cleveland and Arizona-San Jose. So we're going to talk a little arena football in just about 15 minutes.
Yippee. Oh, man.
So
what
a way to
end
the show.
Can I just take a gun to his mouth and say, shut up?
Hey. Hey, Abby, you're going to talk to a TV personality. Come on. Oh, boy. I hope we can get things under control before Ari Wolf shows up.
Oh, if he's listening. If he's listening, you have been warned, buddy. Enter at your own risk.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'll just go on the
couch tonight.
Shit, the only thing missing is Michael Porter, man.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably be happy. He's probably going on his grave going, oh, my God, what have I done?
Well, he helped inspire me.
Hey, Mike, would you like some ice tea?
Well, really, aside from Michael Porter, there's only one other name.
Yeah.
There's only one thing really missing. I can tell you the real thing missing.
What? What's that?
A head cut off and on a stick. The head cut off, just showing nothing but fear and sadness. And we're talking about the one and only, the person who no one should ever trust. Of course, I'm referring. You, of course, everyone knows
who
I'm referring to. Yeah, you should.
Oh, my God, really? Are we talking about Vinny DeGuido?
Yeah.
No, Eddie DeGuido.
Don't even get me started on that guy.
Vinny the Weenie. Vinny
the Weenie. He is. He is a weenie. He's a jerk.
Well, he's more than that, but I'm trying to be polite.
No, I'm going to say this right now. If anybody contacts Eddie, I will literally take a gun to someone's fucking face and say, guess what? Fuck you, Eddie, after what you did to me and the Wacko Bob and everybody. Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Right. We've got mature rating here on our final show. Yikes.
It's like what Paula says. Fuck you and the horse you run in on.
That's right. You bet your baby.
Oh, Ari Wolf, I got to warn you. We just got mature rating.
Okay. Abby, we better let Michael do what he needs to do.
All right. As I said, in just a few minutes here, I don't know if I want to run the risk of playing another song before Ari shows up. But as I just mentioned, breaking news here.
Abby Dork, be quiet.
Abby,
go ahead, Michael.
You know, I love having guests on our show. And she got to who did you get to talk to? Do you remember some of the people
yes.
that we talked to in the past? Who
yes.
do you remember?
It was Life Honest Memory. I got to talk to what's his name? Who's Jeffrey? Not that other guy.
Oh, David Sams.
Yes, that was awesome. That was my favorite memory that you had with David Sams.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, on the roller shoot, that was probably the greatest show ever.
I was so happy.
Although
that
I think
that's
Georgia
best memory I have of that.
Yeah. Well, how about my favorite memory, the very first roller shoot when we had Miss Georgia Haas on. And
I got on her
bad side really quick.
No, you need to use the phone. Where is it?
And you were so lucky that you had a guy like me there, because without me there, Georgia Haas, you would have never had the royalty that Miss Haas was back on your show ever again. And that's Ms. Georgia Haas to you.
I freaking got to hear that one. I guess you let me listen to it. It's actually pretty funny.
Oh, my God. When Abby heard her, ripped me a new one. She was laughing so hard.
Of course, I got on with Ms. Haas, and it was all his. And finally, you got treated nicer. Why?
Yeah, but you know what? After that, Mike and I started dating, and it was actually made him feel better about who he is today. He's a better man than he was back then. Now he's a better man today.
Yeah. It's always good to have Bob on the show because he's the composer of the group.
please call in and let us hear your royalness, Ms. Haas, because I don't think Ms. Haas.
Call in, Ms. Georgia. We can ignore Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Right. But I plan to have Ari Wolf on. Are you kidding me?
Can I get a
Yeah, exactly. Although she did say that we hope to have a happy and wonderful life together. Coming from Ms. Haas, that's saying something.
Hey, you're lucky she didn't ask your wife if she had insurance out on your ass.
Hey, follow Joe.
Hmm?
I had the best job ever yesterday. I think you're gonna love.
Oh yeah.
Okay. There you go. You know how to make a hormone?
Uh-huh.
Pay the bitch.
Oh. Well. Damn.
Oh, goodness.
The good thing my feet are up off the floor.
Dang, shut it up.
Michael's going to end up muting every one of us.
So like, I had to get it out because it was so freaking funny.
The guest comes on, Michael's going to mute all of us but Bob.
That's why I'm out of work.
That's my affectionately, yes, I affectionately call you Abadork because you are a dork.
And for those that didn't know with the way I was acting, yes, I played the role of the heel host on Roller Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, did you hear the part?
What?
I'm sorry. I was going to ask Bob, did you hear him talking about the maybe possibly going to, what did you say, it was the Streaker Network or something like that? Michael.
Streaker,
oh, Lord.
That's he.
Said,
well,
you know
well,
who
hey,
I thought
look,
of?
Well, hey, let me put it this way.
No, it's Spreaker. Spreaker, as in S-P.
I told you.
It could have been worse. It could have been Trigger.com.
My hair's all messed up. I know. But when I thought you were saying Streaker, I could just picture Bob when me and Danny were on the phone on his radio show and he'd play that song for us and he would be said he was standing there dancing in the nude. And I was like, oh my God. I think we all ought to just kind of gang up on Bob on his next show. I'll get Danny and the rest of them in on it, and Roberta. And
don't worry, I got sound effects of each and every one of you, including Roberta.
I bet
that
you do. Thanks to Richard.
Oh, Richard and I are already talking. I don't understand that. I don't get it. I don't know what he's talking. Like, he literally posted something on Facebook that was kind of nasty. I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Yep.
Oh my God, man.
Ooh. I don't want to get here shooting the camera.
Hey, Michael.
What?
Hey, Michael. Hold on. Here's Johnny.
Oh, goodness. Oh. Open up the studio.
Oh, my God.
Open up the studio door, and you kind of wish that the on-air sign was on and say, hello, we're on.
Oh,
my goodness.
But anyway, we are coming towards the final half hour of our show here. We've actually got about a little over 41 minutes. And Abby!
Jeez!
You don't want to know, folks. Hold on just one second. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves here.
Talk amongst ourselves about him. That's funny. Oh, gosh.
I'm honoring.
You think? People tell me I'm honoring. Please. I think Abby's got me on that one.
No, really? You want to make me a friend on that one, Paula Jones?
Do what?
You want to challenge me on that one?
Oh, no, I think you're doing pretty good. You just keep it up.
Yes!
Okay.
Okay, Michael's turn.
Okay, settle down now. You guys are so unruly.
The ball between Paula Jones and Abigail Summers. Who win?
Ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Goodness gracious. Well, Abby and I had a wrestling match last night, but that's another story.
She won.
I'm gonna claim she wins. And
actually,
we just called it a no contest.
Yeah, I was about to say someone's coming.
Abby,
what?
I have to behave myself now. My husband just walked in the room.
Yeah. Well, we all got to behave ourselves here in just a little bit because Art Wolf's going to be on. He's from CBS Sports Network and ESPN. He's the play-by-play voice of the Arena Football League, as we're going to talk a little Arena Football this time around, since no other sports network has the guts to do it.
Where's Cedric Bonner?
Cedric Bonner? I don't know if we can get him on. What? Abby?
You want to know one?
I think I got what you said, and I'm not going to repeat it.
Breathe, Abby, breathe.
4 seconds.
When I said I had to behave myself because we were just acting goofy because my husband was in here, he said, so what's this going to change?
Yeah, exactly.
He knows us too well. When we're on the phone, he just leaves me alone. He shakes his head.
Too bad he can't hear Abby.
Ever since she
got back on the air, it's been like no home barred with her.
Well, he just looked at me and said, so what does you having to be on the phone have anything to do with it?
You know, I'm brushing my teeth, I'm flossing my mouth, and I'm taking mouthwash. It's smelling better.
TMI, woman.
No, I'm brushing my teeth, I'm flossing my teeth, I'm mouthwashing my mouth.
Well, my goodness.
Well, you heard her swear she's got no choice but to wash out her mouth.
Oh, no. Because the effort came out of my mouth. Whoops.
If your guest is listening right now, he's probably thinking, do I want to do this?
My God,
I don't see him on here right now. I don't see him on here right now. He would be under guest, but I did give him the number to call in. 646-929-2424. 646-929-2424 if you want to call in.
Slow down.
646-929-2424.
Michael, you're like a freaking sugar high or whatever it's called.
You are really
speak
tough.
For yourself, Abby.
Hey,
speak
man.
For yourself.
I love you, Abby, but hey, that sounds like a pot calling the kettle black, ain't it? There were too many people talking.
Wait.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Who's going to speak? Who's going to speak? And if you notice, the ladies are so unruly.
you got a
and
problem with that, Jack?
You're going to give me no choice but to spank Mike.
Woo! Get it over and spank him. Woo!
Oh, my God.
I do have a guest coming up myself on Thursday, so hopefully people will be there for that special show Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when I have Michael Bloodgood on my show from the Bloodgood. Check it out. I'll be there.
Well, make sure I get the reminder.
Yep.
Make sure
you
will.
Paula Jones. Yep. So, anywho,
All right. Well, we're still waiting for Mr. Wolf to come on our show here. He said that he'll call in about 15 minutes, and that was about a little close. Let's see.
Says he's going to call in 15 minutes, and he said that 20 minutes ago.
Well, it'll be on, hopefully. But as I said, we're going to talk a little arena football. And, Abby, how about our Portland Thunder? What a year they had.
They had a great year, and I was actually pretty surprised that they freaking went so far as they did. I can't believe they would have won if somebody didn't mess up.
Yeah, well, they came with an eyelash. The Portland Thunder came within an eyelash of upsetting the Arizona Rattlers and going to the conference championship. They probably would have got killed by San Jose anyway, but Arizona won that game, and they're going to go on to play the San Jose SaberCats tomorrow. The other game, the kids, and I think this might be our guest right now. This is 610, and I'm guessing this is Ari Wolf from CBS Sports Network and ESPN. Am I correct?
That's a very good guess.
All right. Hey.
It's me.
I'm awesome. Yes, I am. Hello, Mr. Wolf. How are you doing? Welcome to ABE Radio Network and talking a little arena football today as we're closing out our show today.
Fantastic. Let's talk.
Well, not much. I actually got a chance to watch the Philadelphia-Cleveland game. Three times this year between those two teams, it came down to the final play, and three times Cleveland pulled it out in the end. And you were telling me you and Anthony Heron were pretty much speechless.
It was unlike anything I've ever seen. I've never seen a team in a regular season game or in a playoff game have that many turnovers and still find a way to win. And they seem to have this incredible, I don't know whether it's good fortune, luck, unity, I don't know what term to use, but they seem like a team of destiny. And frankly, at this point, I'm not going to doubt them anymore because they find ways to win when often it doesn't seem likely. So, you know, them in Orlando, I think Rob Keefe is really good on the defensive side of the ball. I think that he's going to make it hard on Shane Austin, but I'm not going to doubt Cleveland anymore. I think that they've got to be the favorite to beat Orlando, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Orlando wins.
Yeah, and Orlando pulling off a stunner against a Pittsburgh team that won 10, 11 games in a row and looked like we're pretty much ready to go to the next round. And then all of a sudden, here comes Orlando pulling off the stunner in that game. Would you consider that a stunner?
Absolutely. I actually thought Pittsburgh was going to the Arena Bowl. I had it Pittsburgh against Arizona as the Arena Bowl was my prediction. So I was very surprised that Orlando was able to win. But, you know, they got hot late, and Rob Keefe is a tremendous motivator. He's really good at convincing people that they can do incredible things, including himself. I mean, I was with the Philadelphia Soul in 2008 when he made the team, and he had no business making the team. He willed himself onto the team. Brett Muncy just couldn't cut the guy. So, you know, that's Rob Keefe's mantra is just keep pushing and pushing. And, you know, at this point, any one of the four teams could win in the Arena Bowl, and I would not be surprised.
Yeah, it was amazing to see on that side of the coin. And we mentioned Arizona came within an eyelash of being upset by the Portland Thunder over the weekend as well. I just could not believe, you know, the way that they have everything all set up with Portland with a losing record of 5-13 going to the playoffs and coming within an eyelash of pulling the upset over the Rattlers, but just a mistake at the end of the game with an interception, scoring the touchdown for the Rattlers to go on to play the San Jose SaberCats. I mean, Portland, what can you say about them, Ari? I mean, you've seen them a few times this year. What were your impressions of them?
Well, at first I really didn't buy into what Matt Sauk was doing, which was going – and recruiting guys who'd never played arena football and then teaching him arena football from his perspective. And I think what I learned was, given enough time, that formula really started to work. Portland got better and better as the season went on. They almost beat Arizona with just a couple weeks left in the regular season. So I think that Portland's going to be a fun team to look towards to next year because Matt Sauk seems to have gotten a group together that if he can keep together will be a team on the rise. But I was very surprised at the beginning of the season that he had so many rookies. I thought it was a recipe for disaster. But by the end of the season, it seemed that he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I was very impressed, to say the least, of what he's able to do. I think that he's, you know, got a good future with that team. And Arizona, what can you say about them? I mean, just setting all sorts of records. Unfortunately, losing three out of the last four at the end of the season. But, you know, given the Rattlers' season, I mean, they just never say die. I know they're going to have a tough test coming up this weekend against San Jose, who always presents people a tough test. But I would have to say that that's going to be a great matchup. I watched them in a couple of Arena Bowls. Even though this one's not going to be an Arena Bowl, it's still going to be a great matchup.
Terrific matchup. Myself and Anthony Heron and Randy Gatewood will be on the call for the game in Arizona. And I think that, you know, these two rivals, they really measure their success against each other. And I think San Jose is frankly sick and tired of being the bridesmaid to Arizona. And this is a team, I think, for the first time that San Jose has a chance. You know, if Jason Stewart can wreak havoc and make Nick Davila uncomfortable, that's the formula for success. But, you know, Arizona at home, it's just hard to think that they're not going to find a way to win. But I expect it to be a very close game. San Jose, you know, ended Arizona's 14-game winning streak to start the season. So I think San Jose has a lot of confidence. But if ultimately, what I always think about in a big game is who has the better quarterback. And I'm going to take Nick Davila over Nathan Stanley or Russ Micna every time.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and seeing what Nick's been went through, losing his father early in the season, there was that week that you and the guys were there in Arizona, if I remember correctly, and Nick's dad had just passed away, and he wasn't even supposed to play, and then winds up going in and just puts together just major numbers to pull out the win.
It was a really special night. I know that Sid Bonner and I, we were really moved by the entire experience of seeing before the game the reaction of the fans to Nick and the way he engaged some of the fans, and then, you know, to come out and play so well to honor his father. It was an emotional night for both Ed and I. I mean, a couple times I almost had to check myself because, you know, you want to stay impartial, but it was hard not to root for Nick. You just wanted him to be successful that night because of all he'd been through. And it was one of the most memorable games of my 17 years in the AFL. I definitely won't forget it. And, you know, I think that, you know, Nick is the perfect quarterback for that system. And I think it's been a perfect marriage between him and Kevin Guy. And, you know, whether that they have one more title in them, it's going to be a lot of fun to find out over the next couple of weeks.
And then speaking of San Jose, and like I said, I started watching arena football around 2000, and ironically it was an AF2 with the Arena Cup. But a couple of years later, I watched when these two teams went at it in the Arena Bowl. When Mark Grebe went down with the injury, John Dutton, who happens to be a personal friend of my family's, came in and just lit up the Rattlers like a Christmas tree with that 52-14 win in Arena Bowl 16. And seeing San Jose win two more Arena Bowls, they want their fourth. And, you know, the job that Darren Arbett has done and still does to this day, he just finds ways to win. What do you think of the Sabercats' chances?
I mean, I love the Sabercats. I think that they have the most committed ownership in the AFL, in the Fry brothers. They give Darren and their coaching staff all the resources they need to be successful. And like I said, they measure themselves against Arizona, and they've been trying to build their team so that it can compete with Arizona, and they believe they can now. So I like San Jose's chances, frankly, to win the whole thing.
If
they could just get good quarterback play and not turn the ball over from the quarterback position, I think they've got a very good chance to win Sunday. And then, you know, it just depends on where the game is for the Arena Bowl. If it's in Cleveland, you sort of feel like they're going to win. If Cleveland doesn't go and it's Orlando at Phoenix or Orlando at San Jose, I'm probably going to go with the West Coast team. It's hard to think that the home team in the Arena Bowl won't have a huge advantage. But I look forward to being at both of these games. It should be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And in other news as well, I know that you're hearing a lot of news about San Antonio, the talents. They did win, I guess it was three out of their last four games. They had an awful year, but inspired close to the end of the year. And, you know, with a lot of rumors about who's going to take over the team, one of them being San Antonio Spurs, and they've got a petition drive going. I don't know if you've been following that. What's your take on the San Antonio situation?
Well, I'd love to see them stay in the league. I don't know, frankly, much about – I don't have, like, an inside scoop on who's got the best opportunity, but I know that Cleveland and Tampa really want a lot of NBA owners to control their buildings to be owners in the AFL. That's their goal, is to have lots of NBA teams own arena teams. And then, you know, it works very well with the NBA and the WNBA, and it'd be a similar type relationship in terms of using the building for multiple purposes. So, you know, if the Spurs want to get involved, I mean, they're one of the greatest organizations in American sports. I would welcome them in with open arms, but I don't have any inside scoop on that. I wish I did, but I'm hopeful that San Antonio, that market will continue to be a part of the AFL. And guys, I'd love to chat more, but I just parked at work. I have to go in to start my NFL Network shift. So I look forward to the game on Sunday, and I'm sure you guys will be tuned in. And if you guys want to talk next week or before the Arena Bowl, just let me know.
Sounds good. And just quickly, your pick for the Arena Bowl?
My pick for the Arena Bowl is Arizona hosting Orlando.
Okay.
And
I'm going to
take
Arizona
for the three-peat. Yep. Should be
all
fun.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks very much
have
for talking
one.
To us, Ari, and have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right. You bet. All right. That's Ari Wolf from CBS Sports Network and ESPN, also NFL Network, and so many other different networks as well. So, Paula Joe, Wacko Bob, what do you think?
That was good. That was good. Unfortunately, I have to let you guys go, though, because I have to run my husband's phone up to him so he can go back to work. He left his phone here at the house.
Okay.
So.
Well, Paula Joe, thanks so much, and thanks for all the help here on BTR. It's been
thanks.
Great, and I know that we'll be talking again on another network.
That's right. Get your butt in gear. Let's get Russ and shoot running again.
You got it.
All right, babe. Right. Love you, Abby Dork. Love you, Bob. Got to go.
Bye. All right. Bye. All right, so Wacko Bob, what are your impressions on listening to what Ari Wolf was talking about the arena football season? Bob, are you there? Hello? All right, Wacko Bob, I think is kind of, I don't know if he's put us on mute or what, but he stepped away for the moment. But you heard from Ari Wolf, his pick, Orlando, Arizona. That'll be interesting. I think we got two great games, but I'm going to go with Arizona at Cleveland because Cleveland has had just the magic going for them this year. And with all the stuff that's going on, LeBron James coming back to Cleveland, Johnny Manziel picked up by the Browns, what good feel-good story could come out of this with the Cleveland Gladiators to do the first thing, and that is to bring an Arena Bowl championship to Cleveland and the first championship in 50 years to the city of Cleveland. I'm going to pick Arizona-Cleveland, and Cleveland will win the whole thing. But I'm glad that we were able to listen to what Ari Wolf had to say, and thanks to him for joining us. Right now, we're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll see if Wacko Bob is back on, and we will close out our show, and I will give my final goodbyes. So stay with us here. We're going to I'm going to do a dedication. This is a dedication to my wife, Abby. And I have to do it in the proper way, and it's got to be Kenny Rogers.
All my life was a paper, once plain, pure, and white, till you moved with your pen, changing moods now and then, till the balance was right. Then you added some music, every note was in place, and anybody could see all the changes in me by the look on my face. Yeah. like a rhyme with no reason. In an unfinished song, there was no harmony. Life meant nothing to me until you came along. And you brought out the colors. What a gentle surprise. Now I'm able to see all the things life can be, shining soft in your eyes. And you decorated my life, created a world where dreams are a part. Oh, and you decorated my life by painting your love all over my heart. You decorated my life.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Clark, the voice of Wrestling-Radio.com and the most extremely attractive man in all of Internet Radio, here today to talk to you about a very important cause, blood donating. Blood is in you to give. Every single day, a child passes away due to the fact that an individual will not take the time out of their day to donate a small portion of their blood. And it's that small portion of blood that can help save a child's life. Who knows, you could be the reason why another innocent child gets to spend a Christmas or a birthday with their family. Don't be held responsible as to why a child passes away and why a family has to spend a Christmas or a birthday alone. For more information, you can go to redcross.org or simply call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. I myself have always wondered just what the meaning of life truly is. And although I may never find out what the meaning of life really is, I know that we're put here on this earth to help one another, which is why I'm urging you to simply go to redcross.org or simply call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE for more information. Children pass away every single day. Every 2 minutes, an innocent child dies due to a different child. Don't be held responsible and help make a difference. And you can make a difference by calling 1-800-GIVE-LIFE today or going to redcross.org to find out how you can become a blood donor. I'm urging you to help make a difference. I make a difference every way I can, whether it be through entertaining or donating to a charity or giving a portion of my own blood. And it makes me feel wonderful to know that I am just a small little reason as to why another child gets to live another day in this very cruel world that we're being brought up in. But I'm urging you to simply go to redcross.org or call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE today for more information on how you can become a blood donor. It's very important, and we all know how precious every single day can be. So I'm urging you to help make a difference. Go to redcross.org for more information or simply call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE.
Church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear, I saw God today.
Colors, hello.
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 Yeah, Dave Dunn called somebody on my phone there. I was trying to get Odell Hartgrave there.
Yeah, I'm going to
make him out for a second. Y'all like them songs I've been playing you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then.
All right.
See y'all later.
See you later. Bye.
All right, and we are back here with a little bit of Mammoth there with All the Days of My Life. That's actually the closing theme for Wacko Bob. And, Bob, are you back on? Still not back on with us. Hopefully he hasn't gone too far away. Well, we're about, 11 and a half minutes left in the show, in the live feed. There's going to be a little extra for all of our listeners in the archive, so I want to encourage you to tune into the archive a little bit later on as we're about 11 and a half minutes left to go in our live feed as once again are in the final minutes of our time with Blog Talk Radio. And I've got to say, it's been a great 4-year run to be here on Blog Talk Radio. So many people that I want to thank as we close out our show here, coming up under 11 minutes to go. There's so many people that I want to thank. I want to first thank Michael Porter, who introduced me to Blog Talk Radio, as he was by Wacko Bob. Wacko Bob helped to get Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot back on the air and taught Michael everything about how it worked, and 75 shows that Michael Porter had, and as I said, Paula Joe and I assumed control of Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot, and even though ours wasn't as successful as Michael Porter's was, it's still going to live on, you know, because that's how we are, and that's how Michael did it. Michael was a guy that, you know, looked death in the face, spit in its eye, and looked adversity in the face and spit in its eye and just kept going. And that's just how I am. And that's how I am with, you know, my job, my career, and now my marriage. So, Michael, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much, my friend, wherever you are. You're the first that really helped out there. I also want to thank Wacko Bob, who helped out with helping me to understand Blog Talk Radio as AVE Radio Network got on the air. And as I mentioned, we mentioned earlier, Roller Shoot, which was the roller derby version of Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot, was created. And I know Michael wanted to start that, but Wacko Bob helped it do well and get better. And also to all of the guests on Wrestle Shoot, thank you all so much. There's too many to name. And for Roller Shoot, from Ms. Georgia Haas all the way down to Icebox Robert Smith and Stephanie Garcia, Gwen Miller, David Sams, and there's just so many that I just can't name right now. It'll take me a long time to get everybody. But just thank you guys for everything there. And once again, Wacko Bob. What can I say about Wacko Bob? I've been on several of his shows before I even got into Blog Talk Radio, and he helped school me on how to run it properly and how to do a really good job with with Blog Talk Radio. And Wacko Bob, you are a friend, you are a confidant, you are truly someone who I admire when it comes to this, and I know that somewhere down the road, we're going to cross paths again as far as our networks are concerned. Yours, the Wacko Network, mine, the AVE Radio Network. We're going to cross paths again, my friend. Thank you so much for everything. I want to thank all those that I've worked with in the broadcast industry that have helped me and mold me in radio and television. First of all, in radio, I got to thank Fred Girding Jr., who helped me get my start in radio when I was 16 years old. Back at the old KWSD in Mount Shasta. My thanks also to Rick Martin Howell down in Fair Oaks, California now, and also to the late Al Blackmore. You guys have been tremendous friends and support for so many years in doing radio. Thank you so much, and to Tom Huth and to Cal Hunter, whom I've worked with before. Thank you so much for everything that you do. And on the television side, Rich Eisen, who helped me get my first real television job at KRCR-TV in Reading. Mike Mangus, a great mentor. Rich, also a great mentor. and to a lot of people. I know I'm running out of time here. I wanted to get a couple more songs in, but I want to thank them. I also want to thank the staff at Satan Television Group, Chester Smith. God bless you wherever you're at. Also, Doug Holroyd, who's up in Spokane, Washington now. Thank you so much for giving me great opportunities. Vic Gonzalez, Ken Rice, Howard Tay, just so many people there at Fox 20 now. Thank you so much. To KDRV with Keith Sylvester, Rick Carrara, just, you know, tremendous staff there, and to great people that have been there before and have since left. Ron Brown, Brian Morton, Danielle Craig, Ashley Hall, Chris Leone, Scott Lewis, Milt Radford, just the list goes on and on. Aaron Maxson for helping me get up here to Medford, Oregon to go to work. Thank you so much. Just a long list of people. Bill Jacobs is one. Also, other friends that I've worked with who are part of Action Video Entertainment. George Thorolfsen, thank you so much. Paul Vietti, thank you. You guys mean the world to me. You are great friends, and I appreciate what you've done. And I look forward to working with you guys again in the future. And, you know, to my family, but most importantly, to my wife, Abby, who's stuck by me through thick and thin all these many months. Even after we got married, and she's still staying here with me, and we really helped to mold her into who she is today here on BTR, and she's coming with me to wherever we go. I want to thank you all so much. It's been a great 4 years. I'm going to miss it terribly on Blog Talk Radio, but as they say, the show must go on, and the show will move on to other areas. And I truly appreciate all the great years that I've put in. We're having some rough times, but I know that our new gig with KGEC Channel 26 will be, you know, big for us. I hope that we can build it into a better station. I hope that we can build it into a better business and make George and Millie Cooper proud of us. And we're going to be up here working hard, doing the best we can, and eventually move to Reading. And I want to thank all of you, the listening public that have been on our chat room, that have called in on our switchboard. It's been remarkable. We got less than 4 minutes left to go, and Abby is going to call in and say a few words before we lose our live stream. But it's been a blast. And let's get Abby on here. Abby, final thoughts?
Well, Michael, I'm really proud of you and what you've been accomplishing on this Russell Street and on your AVE network. I'm really proud that to be your wife and to be your friend and your soulmate. I'm glad that I know it's been really hard for you for the last few days. It's been really tearing you up inside. I know, like, I love you and I'm really proud of you. I hope everything goes well for us. I pray that that you will grow to be a better person for who you are. I admire that. I know I'm your other half. I love you with all my heart. I'm glad that I got to spend 3 years, 4 out of 3 years with you as your wife and being your friend and always being there for you and making sure everything will get better for you. And I just really hope that we can do this on our own. We've got a new chapter in our life, and I love you for who you are, even though I'm not always going to be around you when you're working, but I know inside that you always love me. So knowing that, I'm sorry that this is the end for you, but guess what? We have a new chapter in our lives. I think George Cooper would be really proud of you right about now. And if you are all listening to what's going on, Mike and I are actually really happy. So I'm glad that I married my best friend after 2 months. It'll be a month and a half, almost 2 months married to you. It's just an amazing ride. And I'm glad I got to spend those times with you and do memories with you. I love you, and I hope for the best for both of us, and you can take it away.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. And we got 2 minutes left here on the live stream, so we're not going to be able to hear the ending songs. But again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the AVE Radio Network, to the Mike Summers Radio Show, and to also What's On Your Mind with Abby Summers, and also to our other shows, Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot, Roller Shoot, and also to Wacko on the West Coast. And, I mean, there's, like, so many other people we wanted to thank, but, you know, we don't have the time. And for those who I may not have gotten to, thank you so much. We have about 90 seconds left in our live stream, and this is our final goodbye. And from all of us at the AVE Radio Network, special thanks to everyone, but I also have to thank Blog Talk Radio and the staff who have been so great to us, so supportive to us, and help us whenever we've had problems. And I hope that you guys do well in the very near future. And again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our show. Right now, we are going to lose the live feed, but we are going to close out our song. You can listen to it in the archives. We're going to play a few songs in the archive, and then we're going to sign off for the final time. Till then, this is Mike Summers for Abby Summers, for Wacko Bob, for Paula Joe, and for everybody. Thank you. God bless everyone. And as the late Edward R. Murrow used to say, good night and good luck.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there, and I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny at the dark end of the road that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our
again to guide us with the light of love. To guide us with the light of love.
Slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind, I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space. Put out my hand and touch the face of God.
High Sierra. Whispering pines remind me of you. Walking together over meadows green, we pledged our love by a rippling stream. I can see the sunlight her golden hair and hear the words she told me as we were standing there. High Sierra calling me home to my true love who's way her golden hair and hear the words she told me as we were standing there. High Sierra calling me home to my true love who's waiting. I can see the sunlight shine.